Family great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVU News Time 8:24. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. Visit Emporia Director Leland Daines joining us on the KVU Sutherland studio line this morning.
Leland, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
How you doing today?
Well, I tell you what, no one can say there's nothing going on in Emporia, at least not in the month of September, wouldn't you say?
All I can say is yikes, Leland. I'll tell you what, it has been pedal to the metal nonstop. We have had people in this community for wonderful events, big-time events, and they continue through this weekend with all kinds of stuff going on. And then you have something September 17th, I understand.
We do, yeah. Empovia will be a brand-new event this year, and that really came about. A friend of mine, Francisco Sotelo, in the community, he and his wife came to Emporia by way of Nicaragua and were familiar with Ciclovia events that really originated out of Latin America, Central and South America. And these are open streets festivals that are really centered around human-powered movement, alternative transportation, and just community togetherness. And he really thought an event like that would work well in Emporia, and we agreed. So if you match Emporia with Ciclovia, we came up with Empovia.
Makes sense. Now, from your perspective, what makes this really such an inviting feature and event here locally?
Well, one of the things that's somewhat different in our approach is we've kind of mirrored our event alongside Peter Pan Park. Now, normally these events take place in congested urban centers in large cities, and usually the advocacy is around alternative transportation infrastructure, and so promotion of bike pathways, things of that nature. And those are certainly things that we support. However, we felt like we could have a more familial and friendlier event if we paired it with Peter Pan Park, which is one of our significant outdoor attractions here in town. We wanted to bring awareness to Peter Pan Park as we have designs for future growth and exploration in that area. And so it just felt like the perfect backdrop for the first year of this event.
Empovia coming up Saturday, September 17th, near Peter Pan Park. Specifically, where will this be? I mean, do you have a certain streets blocked off? How is this going to work?
Yeah, so first and foremost, for those that are commuting in, they can really access the event on any of the three closed blocks. So if you look at the three blocks that form the northern border of Peter Pan Park, you have West Randolph, South Neosho, and West Kansas Avenue. It kind of makes a little Z zigzag there. Those three blocks will be the three blocks that are closed to automobile traffic. That is the space where our community members can ride, scoot, skate, walk, push. Any type of human-powered activity is encouraged by people of all abilities, all ages. It's about getting out there and being active, being together with the community, and having a safe space to kind of recreate in that way. If people are driving in, if they're not close enough or don't feel comfortable commuting down by human power, Riverside Elementary School and the New Jones Early Childhood Development Center have both graciously opened up their parking lots so folks can park right there adjacent to the entrance of the festivities there, the closed street area. There will be food trucks and vendors, including the Donut Detective. I should probably mention the event starts at 10 a.m. and goes until 2 p.m., so this is really a kind of over the lunch time frame, if you will, but there'll be donuts if you're an early riser and want to get there at 10. There'll be food trucks throughout the lunch, throughout the whole time frame, so a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a ton going on here, and Leland, from your perspective, talk a little bit about the work of Visit Emporia, and then working with City of Emporia as well on the operations side and making sure that everything moves smoothly.
Yeah, well, I've got a long history of working with the various city agencies and putting on significant, sizable events and the bike race and many other activities. And I'll tell you, it's one of my greatest joys is working with the police department, the safety crew, the city communications team, everyone at the city manager's office, and really just everyone that has their hands, public works, sanitation. It's really extensive, the amount of people that are really involved in making an event like this take place. And I would say that's why our events have been quite successful and have grown to the size and scope that they have, is because we do have a city team that's willing to get in there and support activities like this. And from our perspective here at Visit Emporia, you know, our mission is to create memorable experiences that inspire people to visit Emporia. And so that means trying to increase overnight stays. That also means trying to increase attendance at our attractions. So while some activities may not generate hotel stays, they may generate attendance at our attractions. And that's something that hopefully, again, leads to a memorable experience that really inspires someone to keep coming back to Emporia, to help keep stimulating our economy, to eat in our restaurants, to support our local retail stores, and so on. And so we really think Empovia has that power to bring increased attention to Peter Pan Park. It really leave a memorable impression with folks, and then of course hope that they'll want to keep coming back to Emporia and explore the other activities and events that we have.
Empovia coming up Saturday, September 17th, 10 until 2. You mentioned there'll be food trucks, food vendors there. What about live music, and are you teaming up with other community partners to make this a memorable experience, Leland?
Yeah. So that's a part that really excites me, is we've got a lot of local partners, like the Emporia Arts Center. We'll have their mobile arts mobile down there. Two of the local bike shops, Gravel City Venture and Supply Company, and High Gear will be on site, activating with people. There'll be how to ride your bike activities for youth, bike demos for adults. So that'll be fun. The Emporia Rec Center will be on site with some additional activity stations. So look for some fun activities there. Zumba will be going on under the big shelter starting at 11:30 for folks that maybe want to activate in that way. And then these folks aren't from our community, but this is really exciting. The Topeka Children's Discovery Center is bringing their mobile museum to the park as well. And this is an activation that's sponsored by Evergy. Evergy has supplied Topeka's Children's Discovery Center with the means and the finances to be able to travel with some of their mobile exhibits. So if anyone's ever been up there to Topeka, to that Discovery Center, they'll know, A, that it's a wonderful facility. But here we are, and they're going to be bringing that to the Empovia event at Peter Pan Park. So another way for people to engage in that festival area and in the park space.
Again, Leland Dane's talking about Empovia coming up September 17th. Leland, with the Topeka Discovery Center that's on board here for the first year, clearly that signifies that this has the potential to be a regional draw here as you possibly look ahead past year one to maybe years two, three, four down the road from there.
Well, I have to admit, I wasn't entirely sure what the response would be. Anytime you do an event for the first time, even events like Open Streets Festivals, we can point to Wichita, which has a very large and successful ICT Open Streets event. You still never know really what to expect. And admittedly, I've been overwhelmed and overjoyed with the response of people that want to get involved. In the example of the Discovery Center, they reached out to us. They had caught word of the event, clearly had seen some of the promotion or got word of it somehow and reached out to us wanting to be a part of it. So that really signifies to me that this is the kind of event that a lot of people are interested in. Certainly from community members, we're hearing a lot of positive response, a lot of engagement on social media, people that are very interested. There'll be, you know, there's just every day we're adding more activities, it feels like. You know, I think of Ruthie's Fruities will be on site, you know, selling ice cream in their push cart, for example. So people are finding really creative ways, and I think at the heart of it, that's what Ciclovia and our Empovia event are about. This is a space for creativity and engagement for the community. This is to bring people together to relax and simply have a good time, to experiment with alternative transportation means, maybe to consider different options potentially. But also just to be creative and see what we can create, both from an artistic and a human-powered perspective. And so all of those elements come together to hopefully make what will be a fantastic first-year event and a platform, as you indicated, for us to really grow from. That's certainly the idea. I think if you guys know me by now, I always like to grow things as much as possible, and that's purely because I love to share experiences with people. share positive experiences, and that's what I believe Emporia offers. And so I think we've got something in the making here. We're going to focus on executing a great year one and try not to get our eyes too far down the road to the future, but certainly our wheels are already turning about what possibilities might exist for future growth.
I have
you can
to,
count on that one
have,
or another.
No doubt. Leland, I have to ask, and it's because you opened up the door here right off the top, and we haven't pursued it yet. You mentioned here about a potential, you know, highlighting a Peter Pan park for some upcoming maybe growth and development in that particular area, if nothing else, maybe as a venue site. What do you have in mind, or can you say just yet?
Well, I think we can go ahead and leak it. You're right. Since I did kind of nod the hat, if you would, tip the hat a little bit.
Opened up the window just a hair, yes.
Yeah. Because this is a conversation we're going to want to engage the community in. And so one of the most notable features at Peter Pan Park that, in our opinion, is being underutilized would be the amphitheater. And so that is a space that some community members have brought to our attention as a space that could potentially be invested in for improved activation. We certainly agree. With any project, there's typically hurdles, and we are in the very beginning stages of exploring that idea. But that would be the most notable investment opportunity probably in that park, is determining if there is a chance to improve the electrical capacity of that space. I can remember 20 years ago going to Shakespeare in the Park at the amphitheater, and the community art troupe, I can't remember what it was called exactly, but they were doing Shakespeare plays in the park. And we just don't see that type of activation these days. I think it gets rented on occasion for weddings, which is phenomenal. What an amazing backdrop for a ceremony like that. But I think there's more opportunity to revitalize that space and get back to engaging with it from a community perspective.
Yeah, there's been a few events out there. They've been few and far between, though, here the past couple of years. I know there's been some theater options that people have taken advantage out there, and just a couple of concerts. But you're right, Leland, not a lot of activity there. And it is a beautiful setting. So it certainly is something that could be expanded on and utilized more. So that's certainly something to consider. Well, there is plenty going on here in this community. And I suspect, Leland, you've been very busy at Visit Emporia trying to keep up with all this stuff, huh?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, just making sure we're aware of everything going on is quite the challenge. And helping to try to get the word out, and sometimes in the case of Empovia, program ourselves some activities. But it's really exciting. I'd much rather that than having a shortage of things to do. So we're very fortunate to be in Emporia, in my opinion. It's a wonderful community to live in, with community members that are very passionate about creating opportunities to enhance the quality of life. So it's a good position to be in from my perspective.
Outstanding. Well, Leland, let's wrap it up on September 17th, Empovia. Remind us where, when, and what's happening.
Yeah, so we'll just call it Peter Pan Park. I would encourage people to congregate at Riverside Elementary School if they're going to be driving into park. That starts at 10 a.m. and will close at 2 p.m. Those are the details. Remember to bring your bikes, bring your skateboards, bring your scooters, bring your walking shoes, whatever it may be. Just come ready to, activate and engage in that space.
Yeah, walk in, bike in, skate in, run in, scoot in, parachute in, you need to do.
We're okay with that.
All right, Leland, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Leland.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, Leland Daines, Executive Director of Visit Emporia, Empovia. Saturday, September 17th, Peter Pan Park, 10 until 2.
And there is so much stuff happening there. You will not want to miss it, and there is something literally for everybody at Empovia next Saturday, a week from Saturday. Speaking of tomorrow, as far as our newsmakers and Newsmaker 2 slots are concerned, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have the ESU Buzz. That'll be coming up at 8:20 tomorrow morning. And then at 8:40 or 8:45 thereabouts, we'll get a preview of the upcoming USD 252 Honor Flight Barbecue, which will be a week from Friday.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 8:38.
Kansas City Chiefs fans will always know when and where their favorite football team is playing during the 20-